Hey, it's me. I know it's pretty late and I didn't really expect you to answer, but I had this dream last night and I didn't really know who else to talk about it with because I know we've talked about this kind of thing before, but I was having a really hard time reasoning it out and I thought maybe that you'd be able to add some of your scholarly input into what it could mean. So I know you can just listen to this message in the morning, but I apologize in advance for how long it will be, because I might go on a bit longer than I expect to. So, it was last night, and based on what I can remember, we were walking through that mall that we used to shop at, down on May Street, the one that we used to get our prom dresses and homecoming dresses at. And, you know us, just walking through all the department stores and into the food court, and I remember that we were walking by that daycare, the one that's, you know, right next to Macy's, and it was completely empty, which I thought was pretty strange for the middle of the day. But all of a sudden, I walked in front of the door, and I felt like something had come over me, like some kind of magnetic force was holding me in place, like, you know, those alien, like, laser beams that suck you up into the UFO. I know that sounds ridiculous, but you kept walking, and all of a sudden, I just couldn't move. I was stuck in front of the doors, and I remember that you looked back, and you asked, like, what's wrong? Like, why aren't we heading over to get some lunch? And I just was staring at you like you weren't even there. And it's kind of terrifying. But all at once, this waterfall of emotion came over me. And I felt like I was a baby again. I felt all of these emotions just rush out of me in a waterfall. Like, nothing that I have ever worried about in my life mattered at all. Like, I didn't have to care about what people thought of me. I didn't have to care about what I was doing or where I was going next. And all that time that I spent thinking about it, I just wet myself right in the middle of the mall. And I didn't even feel embarrassed. You were right there. You were watching me. And I felt completely calm and relieved, like a baby. Like, I felt like a toddler, just going about my business, and whenever I needed to let it go, I just let it go. But I wasn't wearing a diaper. And for some reason in my dream, I just felt like, how ridiculous that I should not be wearing one. Like, I need this. Like, somehow in my mind, I felt like I was 3 years old. And, I mean, I was right in front of that daycare, so I walked in, and it was completely empty, except for a few staff members who were standing at the front desk. So I went up to them, and I said, I need to be here. I don't know why that I wasn't here before, but I need you to take me in, and I need help. But as I was talking, my words were getting jumbled. Like, it's almost like I couldn't think. Like, I couldn't create normal thoughts. Like, my words were slurring, almost like I was drunk, but not quite like that. More like I didn't know how to form words yet. And the woman at the front desk, she looked so sympathetic to me. She didn't seem like she was disturbed at all, like there was something wrong with me. She just looked at me like I was supposed to be there. And she said, come with me, I'll take you right in the back. No problem at all. We've been waiting for you. I mean, what does that mean, that they were waiting for me? Like, I had an appointment, or that I was supposed to be there earlier? And by then, I don't know where you'd gone. And I looked back and you weren't there. But this woman, she led me through to a back room. My pants are sopping wet, and I'm feeling not embarrassed at all. I'm just feeling like, to be frank, I felt like I needed to be changed. So she took me into this room, and there was this changing table, like the size of my body, like the ones that you've never seen before. They were so much bigger than what you'd expect for an infant, but it looked like it was made for me. And she led me over and she said, "Hop on up, sweetie. Don't worry about it. We'll fix you up right away." And I didn't even question it. At this point, I felt like everything was cascading from my brain. Like I was under the spell of whatever that place was, or maybe I was feeling like I should be there. And so I hopped up on the table, and before I could even react, she started to undress me and took out this huge, fluffy, crinkly diaper. And I lit up like I've never lit up before. I was so happy. I was giggling. I was smiling. And I lifted up my legs and she put it right onto me. And I felt more comfort in that than I have ever felt in clothes before. Like, I felt like I was completely safe. Like, everything inside of me was being held together by this diaper. And I thought maybe then she would let me go and I could put my pants back on, or I could put another pair of pants on and leave, now that I had something to catch what was coming out of me. But instead, she led me to another room, and it was covered in stars and moons. It looked like the night sky, twisting and turning. And it was, honestly, it was really beautiful. And it took me a while to realize that I wasn't walking there, I was crawling. And I was following her as quickly as I could, but I couldn't quite keep up. So she lifted me into her arms and laid me down in a crib with a nice velvety blanket and said, "Sleep tight, sweetie. You'll be okay here." And at first I was confused. I thought, I shouldn't be sleeping. It's the middle of the day. But within an instant, I felt like I could fall asleep right there. But instead, she gave me a bottle. And I grabbed it, held it between my hands, and I sucked on it until I fell asleep. And I thought that would be the end of the dream. You know, you'd figure that I'd wake up after falling asleep within my dream, like an inception. But I woke up in the same crib, and I had finished my bottle. It was sitting right beside me, and the lights were on, and I could feel that my diaper had already been wet. And this didn't bother me at all. I felt like this was exactly what I needed to do and exactly where I needed to be. So I called out for that woman. And when I expected to come out as words, ended up being just gibberish. I was mumbling, and I realized at that moment that I had a pacifier in my mouth. And it was so comforting. It was like the most soothing thing I could imagine. Just sucking on the nipple of the pacifier, like it was a breast, like I was breastfeeding, and I loved it. And so after I made a couple noises, someone came in, and it was the same woman, and she said, "Oh my goodness, you're already so wet. Let me change you right away." And again, like, this is the craziest part of these dreams, is that everything that I know should feel out of place or wrong felt exactly as it should be. Like, my brain had regressed into one of a toddler or a child. And that's the part that I can't understand, is because I'm supposed to be an adult. I'm supposed to be strong and independent, but I feel so much more comfortable. when I'm wearing a diaper, when someone's feeding me, when I can just wet myself whenever I need to and not have to worry about adult thoughts or worry about anything that's going to happen. And I can just play with my toys and I can spend time crawling around on the floor and thinking about daydreams that really don't matter at all. And, you know, I'm kind of thinking about that now, and it sounds really nice, you know, just being able to lay in my bed and just have a diaper on that fills up all nice and warm and squishy, and until I have someone else that needs to change me. And I could really go for that right now. I wonder if there's someone that would do it outside of a dream. That's not crazy, is it? I mean, I feel like I'm going backwards. Like, I should be going forwards, but I'm in some weird state of mind that I've been missing out on for a long time. I don't know, maybe you understand, but I thought maybe you wanted to come over sometime, and maybe you could be the babysitter that I need. Anyway, call me back.